Imagine this, you're playing your favorite internet game when suddenly a warning flashes on the screen. You've been playing 3 hours, it tells you, time to get some exercise. If you ignore it, any points you've won in the last 3 hours will be halved. After 5 hours, those points will be wiped out. That's the scenario in China, where anti-addiction software is supposed to protect gamers under the age of 18. As NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Shanghai, it hasn't been an unqualified success.
It's a weekday night, and about 30 anxious parents are sitting on plastic chairs in a hall, listening intently to a speaker. She's introducing a week-long camp designed to wean their children from playing internet games. Later, a drawn woman, whom I'll call Mrs. Lee, chokes back tears as she describes her struggles to control her 14-year-old son.
If I restrict him, he only plays games for 2 or 3 hours a day. If I let him do what he wants, he'd play from the morning until the night.
China's one-child policy has indirectly led to this problem, spawning a generation of spoilt but lonely only children. The burden of parental expectation upon these children is often intense, as was once the case with Mrs. Xu, whose 18-year-old son now plays games 10 hours a day.
He always used to be the top student or number two in his school. He even got a prize for being the top student in his school district. All the teachers had high hopes for him. Now he's dropped out. He has no future anymore.
And these stories aren't unusual. Step into any internet bar and it will be full of young boys tapping away, many of them apparently under 18. If the state-run press is to be believed, China's experiencing an epidemic of internet addiction among its youth. One official report estimates almost 6% of teenage internet users are online more than 40 hours a week, an astounding 3.5 million teenagers. That's why the government is requiring gaming companies to install anti-addiction software on their games to stop teens from playing too long.
What I want to say is we need this. For a company, we need this. This is what kind of social responsibility we have to take.
Jackie Zhuge is the spokesman for China's biggest online gaming company, Shanda Interactive Entertainment. Last quarter, it earned the equivalent of $60 million. He denies that such software is the act of a nanny state.
This system is good for the sustainable development of the industry. Because these young players who are under 18 years old, they are not the major part of our game, but they are future of our game.
Xiao Wang could fit that description. He's an articulate, intelligent 15-year-old. Right now, however, he's intent on his game, Super Dancer. He's competing with 5 friends in an online dance contest, his avatar swaying and kicking to the music. He plays for 5 or 6 hours a day, a habit he blames on boredom, saying there's nothing else to do during the long, hot summer vacation. He says bluntly, the anti-addiction software isn't working.
Basically, the anti-addiction system has no effect on me. Many games haven't yet installed the system, and even when games have installed the system, it isn't effective.
This is the case with his other favorite game, World of Warcraft. Because he shares an online identity with his father and his cousin, he doesn't use his own ID card, so the system has no way of knowing he's underage. And 2 weeks after the new rules came into effect, the government admitted that 29 online games had so far failed to install the anti-addiction system. In any case, Xiao Wang says young netizens are generally one step ahead.
Whenever a new policy is set from above, ordinary people find ways to fight back, so we can always find our own ways to get around these restrictions.
China now has 162 million internet users. With 100 new users logging on every minute, officials say China will overtake the US as the country with the world's largest internet population within 2 years. The fact that efforts to restrict internet gaming among the country's teens are meeting such resistance speaks to the difficulty of upholding the great firewall of China. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.